within your Bibles again to the 10th chapter of John's Gospel. Let's read again the first 21 verses, and then right quickly we'll just review what we preached this morning, then go on into the final part of this message. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not in by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a robber, is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This is the commandment, or this commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Now, I want you to notice several things as we look back just a minute into these verses. This morning we mentioned the fact that in developing the message, there were four things in particular that we wanted to develop. And number one was, in verse number one, the sheepfold that's mentioned here. Then we wanted to search into the second thought and develop this, which we find in verse number two, being the friend of the sheep. And then we mentioned that as we got to this portion, we wanted to develop the foe, or the enemy of the sheep, and then we'll look just for a little while at the sheep themselves. But back in verse number one, the Bible said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Now, we mention the fact that as we look into this subject of the sheepfold, that it definitely we can rule out that it is not heaven. The sheepfold is not heaven, because there is the possibility here of robbers and thieves of entering into the fold. And there's no possibility of a thief or a robber getting into heaven. It's absolutely out of the question. But this we recognize as the church local, as religion, as an earthly organization. And here is where we wanted to try to develop in the subject, as to what enters into the church as being a local organization. And here we find that the true shepherd, the true shepherd is one who enters in by the door. The false shepherds, who are recognized as thieves, robbers, as strangers, as hirelings, and as wolves, are those that climb up over the wall or undermine the wall and by some other way come into the fold other than by the door. And so we talk with you concerning the fold this morning and tried to set before you a picture of what we see in this particular term that's used here in verse 1. And then we began to talk with you about the friend of the sheep. I said generally we do believe that this whole chapter is taken up with that of the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that He is undoubtedly the friend, the true friend of the sheep. He's the sinner's friend. He came into the world to save sinners, the Bible teaches us. And He certainly is the true friend of the sheep. And then we said that more particularly, we believe that verse number 2, as we look at it in the light of a literal translation of what is being said here in the Greek, it seems to point to the fact that we draw a practical lesson from this as to the true shepherds, the under-shepherds, the pastors. Because verse number 2, according to Marvin Vincent, J.A. Bingle, and many other Greek scholars, verse number 2 reads as this in the Greek: "But he that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep." You see, that throws a little more light on the subject when we look at that word that was translated in our King James Bible as "the." We look at it in the Greek and we find that it could have been translated with the little word "a," and which makes a lot of difference. In other words, Christ was using, as I mentioned, an illustration here of a sheepfold, of shepherds, of those enemies of the shepherds. And He was drawing a picture to these that He was discoursing concerning these matters was something that they were very familiar with. And so therefore He was using this term that a shepherd enters in by the door, a true shepherd, one that has been commissioned of God. And then we marked out several things that distinguishes a true shepherd or a true pastor over a flock of sheep. First of all, we said he's a man with authority. See, he enters in by the door. He doesn't have to go up over the wall. He doesn't have to undermine the wall. He doesn't have to steal away in the dark, because the sheep are his in an indirect way. They're Christ's sheep directly, but Christ has made him the under-shepherd and overseer of the sheep. And therefore, he's in charge of them. He has authority over them, given to him by the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, the porter, the Holy Ghost, gives him free entrance and gives him liberty with the sheep. The porter openeth unto him, and he goes in by the door. So he's a man with authority. Then we pointed out the fact that he's a man with a mission. He doesn't run unsent, but he's commissioned and sent by God Almighty. And therefore, He has a mission. Then we pointed out that he's a man with a message. Also, he has something to say. The sheep know his voice. In other words, he has something to say to them. They recognize that and they follow him. He's a man, number four, that has an intimate knowledge of his sheep. He calleth his sheep by name. He knows his sheep, in other words. He knows them. He's closely related with them. A man that's not closely related to his flock is a man that's truly deficient of something in the character of a true pastor. He's a man that's a leader, not a pusher or a driver, but he leads. In other words, he goeth before his sheep. He puts them out and he goes before them, and they follow him. He leads them in a faithful stand. He wouldn't call on them to do any more than he would do. In other words, if he believes a particular truth, and he stands on that, or he expects his flock to stand on that truth, and he propagates that truth before them, he definitely will take a stand on that truth if he's a true pastor, he's a true shepherd. He's a man that leads in holy living. In other words, he sets the example. This was the commission that Paul and the exhortation that Paul gave young Timothy, who was just beginning the ministry. He exhorted him that he was to be an example in conversation, or that word conversation means conduct or way of life, that he was to be an example in conversation, in word, in deed, and in purity. And so a true shepherd is a man who leads the way, who sets the pace in holy living. And he also leads in personal sacrifices. He doesn't call on his flock to do and to give any more than what he would give if he's a true shepherd. He's a protector also, as we notice, for he goeth before them. And he's a provider for them. He's always going before them, inspecting that they're to pasture on, inspecting the route that they're to take to the pasture land, and he's always cautious and watching for their enemies. But now I want you to notice, as we come to the second portion of this message, the foe of the sheep. We see the friend of the sheep, and in opposition and in contrast, we want to notice the foe of the sheep. First of all, the Bible teaches us that he's characterized by these certain terms. He's characterized as a thief, number one. In verse number one, he's characterized as a robber, in verse number one. Then we learn that he's characterized by a stranger, in verse number five. And then we learn that he's characterized by an hireling, in verse number 12 and 13, and also in verse number 12 and 13, we find that he's characterized as a wolf. These are the characteristics of the enemy of the sheep. The sheep's foe is characterized by these things, by these marks. First of all, he's called a thief, that enemy of the sheep. The Bible said that if he enters in any other way other than by the door, that's divine commission, that's by divine authority. If he enters in by any other way other than by the door, then he's reckoned, he's charged as a thief and as a robber. Now, thief is an individual who advantages over the sleepiness and the unwatchfulness and neglectfulness of his subjects. You remember that? The Bible teaches us that we're to constantly be watchful. Jesus said, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation." Paul, as he exhorted those elders from Ephesus prior to his going to Jerusalem, cautioned them that they're to take diligence and to be careful, and that they're to be watchful and to feed the flock of God with all diligence which God has purchased with His own blood. Paul said that we're to redeem the time, for the time is at hand that we're to be awake. We're to be awake. Watchfulness is one of the most important things that a true shepherd must be aware of. Not only that, but the sheep also are cautioned to be watchful. See, the enemy, the thief, the false prophet takes advantage of a man being lazy, drowsy, and dozing and sleeping. This is when he does his work. But he goes on to say that he's not only reckoned as a thief, but he's reckoned as a robber. Now, someone said, well, what's the difference in a thief and a robber? Well, there is a difference. A thief is one who takes advantage of one being asleep. But a robber is one who takes what he wants by force. A thief many times becomes a robber when his subjects wake up and realize that he's in the camp. Then he begins to forcefully go about taking all that he desires. He's a thief and a robber. That's the enemy of the sheep. But then we notice also, as we look on, that he's also reckoned as a stranger. Notice what the Bible said in verse number 5 again. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now the sheep, though they be an humble creature, though the sheep be a timid creature, though the sheep be quiet in spirit, subjective in spirit, these are all the characteristics of a sheep, yet a sheep in some cases may seem dumb, but in this particular case is not dumb. Because of the grace of God, he's given the ability to know the voice of a stranger. You see, the Bible said in Matthew 24 and 24 that in these latter days, when false prophets and false teachers, when Antichrist should arise and come on the scene, that they would show great signs and wonders, and if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect, if it were possible. But that's one of the marks of God's elect. It's not possible for them to be deceived. Now, they may be wooed off for a while, for the time being, into some point of error. They may be pulled. They may be lulled to sleep for a time being and be brainwashed with a certain amount of error. But God Almighty has given His elect the spirit of discernment. They discern between error and truth. And a stranger's voice, they'll not hear. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. I never will forget when I, right after I was saved and after God had began to progressively take me along in this Christian way, I was working at the time on the swing shift at Lockheed Aircraft, and I would drive back and forth at night, and one of the first radio preachers that I ever remember listening to was Herbert W. Armstrong. Now, you can just about get him anytime you want to. But I remember as I'd ride home at night, I would turn on the radio and I'd listen to Armstrong. Some of the things he said seemed to be appealing. I mean, there was an appeal to them. There was no avoiding his intellectual power because he's a brilliant man as far as intellectualism is concerned. But there was something peculiar about what he was saying that just did not turn me on. I knew that there was an air of pride about him. I could sense that immediately. There was a spirit of haughtiness about him. And the more that I listened to him, the more that God discerned through me the error that he was preaching. I didn't write for his literature. I mean, it wasn't long till I knew that he was not God's preacher. Of course, back then I was way under more cautious of labeling men than I am now. Today I usually just say what I'm convicted of, where it didn't matter where folks like it or not. If a man's false, I'll tell you he's false. If I've found in the Word of God that he's preaching error, I'll tell you that he's false and that he's in error, and I'll show you where his error is. You may not like me for it. He might be your best radio preacher, friend. But I'll be honest with you about it. This is the only way to be. But then I was cautious. But I did have that spirit of discernment working in my young Christian life. Moving and being that radar that detected that there was an enemy before me. And so, a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now, you take in the Russellite camp, there's multitudes of so-called Baptists converted into Russellism. Most of them you talk to, if you talk to them long enough, you'll find they used to be a Baptist. Now that's a crying shame. I wouldn't get out and preach that nowhere except right here in the church. Because it is a shame. It's a sorrowful matter. But the same goes with the Mormons. The same goes with the Seventh-day Adventists. Many of them are converted Baptists. But they weren't saved Baptists. Now you can mark that down. They were Baptists by name, but they weren't saved Baptists. They did not know the Lord, because the Bible says that it's impossible to deceive God's elect. They were truly God's elect. They would not go that far in error. Now there are certain individuals that have gone deep into error in these camps, and God saved them in their error and delivered them from their error and brought them fully to the knowledge of the truth. There's testimonies concerning this. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me. Now get this verse here. This will throw you if you're not careful. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Now, he's not saying all the ministers that came before him were thieves and robbers, because that would start with Moses and go right on down the line through the great prophets, Isaiah and Elijah and Elisha, and those great men that preached and proclaimed the Word of God, all the way through the very forerunner of the Lord, John the Baptist. So you can rule that out. He's not saying that every minister that came before him was a thief and a robber. But he is saying this. All that, in other words, came in before him. In other words, concealed him. This is what he's talking about here. If you study the text out in it in the weight of the Greek language, he's talking about the fact that they came in before him. In other words, they came in between him and his sheep. In other words, presenting their selves and their doctrines, their heretical teachings. These were thieves and robbers. These were thieves and robbers. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. In other words, he says, I am the door of the sheepfold, and I am the door of the sheep. Any man, any true shepherd, he's still talking about the shepherd, any true shepherd that comes in by me, that has my divine commission, has been given authority by me, any man that comes in by me shall have liberty. In other words, he can go in and out, leading them in, bringing them out, and find pasture for his sheep. The thief cometh not but for to steal. Now here's the purpose that the thief comes, a false prophet. He comes only to steal. He's not interested in giving. He's not interested in building. He's not interested in doing that edifies. He's not interested in doing that strengthens. He's only interested in doing that gives him an advantage. And brother, you think about all these things today, or what we're saying here tonight, and look around you today in modern religion, and think about all the flesh that's highly esteemed, and all of the exaltation of men. And think about all the great works that's being bragged upon and exclaimed over today, and you'll see what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying right here. A thief is an individual who's only wanting to advantage himself. He cares not for his subject. He comes only to take from his subject what he can. This is a mark of a false preacher. Is it building him up, what he's doing, or is it edifying and building up the church of the living God? You remember this. The Bible said, he that is highly esteemed among men is an abomination before God. I wish to God we could get these things embedded in our heart. Popularity is one of the greatest signs that marks a false preacher. God's man never has been a popular man. God's man has always been a man that's been cast out by the world and by the religious organization. He's not a popularity contest runner or winner. He's a loner. He's disowned by the world. So popularity is a distinguishing mark of a false prophet. Remember that. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill. That's all he has in mind. When he has what he wants, he cares nonetheless about his subject. He cares not if that subject is left dying. He cares not if he murders. He only wants what advantages him. And to destroy. That's his purpose. Three things he comes for. To steal, to kill, and destroy. You see, his father is the devil. The characteristics of Satan are the characteristics of the false preacher. He's a dangerous individual. Beware. Mark him. Depart from him. Have no fellowship with him. He's dangerous. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. All right, now get this next one. Here's another characteristic that marks the false prophet. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. You see, the true shepherd is marked by a true devotion for the sheep. But the false shepherd is marked by that neglect and carelessness that he has toward the sheep. He cares not for the sheep. He cares only for his gain personally.